Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, here we are. Good morning.
How are you, my friend?
I'm very well. And you, how are you today?
You're good.
I am. Now, listen, we're heading not far off into June time, still in May.
Aye.
But Bertie told me that you're going to do one of my favourite things today.
Steak,
salmon. Oh, I love a steak.
A sweet and sour one at that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, they only said...
There's going to be a little bit of vinegar and sugar.
Oh.
But it's so tasty.
Come on. Well, listen, a steak sandwich...
We'll have to start with that.
Okay.
Is there anything nicer?
Oh.
And I know you're a fillet man, but for this we're using the sirloin, because I'll tell you why, Marty, fillet would be too good and probably too expensive to use in this. You could use rump. They call it the rump cap, which is gorgeous, which would work really well. Now, I'm a big fan of the ribeye steak. I love it because it's a lovely marble and a fat, but the sirloin I'm using in this.
I was in your favourite supermarket recently and I noticed... I was looking at Mr. Whelan's emporium.
He's a great man.
All sorts of interesting cuts I didn't even know about.
He's some boy.
Oh, things I didn't know about, steaks and all sorts of stuff.
He's one of the finest butchers in the country, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
Clan Melman.
Yeah, he has started that, and just like I've interviewed him for one of my shows, and he's a lovely man, but he's a great innovator. He's always, and he's utilising every single piece of the animal, which is great, or cut from the animal, should I say. He's a great man.
But it was just amazing. Anyway, talk to me.
No, you're right. Okay, so for you, Marty, where are you? You're going to... Okay, so onion, rapeseed oil, a little bit of butter. So first of all, we're going to cook off some onion. You can use red onion because I know you're a fan. A little bit of sugar, red wine vinegar, so it's kind of sweet and sour. So you're making your own onion marmalade, we call that.
Okay.
That'll take about 15, 20 minutes to cook.
It'll
be soft and it'll be sticky and it'll be sweet. The thing is about onions, if you slowly cook them, not too fast, you know, you're going to draw the lovely sweetness, and you want them slightly caramelized but sweet and sour with the vinegar and sugar. Don't panic if you put too much sugar and you just add more vinegar, so don't be worrying about that.
Okay.
Sirloin steak then, Marty. Bring it to room temperature, season it with a little bit of salt and pepper, and then you grill it. So how do you like your meat cooked?
Medium to well. I have to apologize to a chef. You don't have to apologize. I do. Medium to well. Well, that's better than well done. I like to see blood on it.
No, I know that, and a lot of people are nervous, and like I get people who say I like my meat well done, and I say to them, try it medium well, and when you get used to that, then you might go to medium, you know. So everyone's their own, you know. You want moisture, you want succulent, you want juiciness. Yeah. You don't want a dry piece of meat because it's too expensive now.
It really is, and
that's the reality. I mean, 20, 30 years ago, it was all well-done steaks. Not anymore in the restaurant.
That's true. That's
definitely.
True.
I've seen big changes, which is fantastic. Beef is still our number one seller, definitely, as well as the local duck that we spoke about.
Yes.
But Thornhill duck. But no, definitely have your steak the way you cooked it. Room temperature, salt and pepper on a griddle pan. So you're going to cook it medium well. So that'll probably take about maybe 12 to 14 minutes, about maybe 5, 6 minutes either side. Then let it rest. What resting means... If you take the steak off and you cut it straight away, all the juices are going to be on your plate. So just let it rest for 2 or 3 minutes, if that's okay with tinfoil. Ciabatta, lovely little bit of bread, so it's a nice crusty bread.
Yes.
Put that onto the same pan you cook the steak while your steak is resting. Kind of cut it in half. And then what you do is mix up a little bit of mayonnaise and some mustard. The mustard is optional. Not everyone likes the mustard, but a little bit of mayonnaise you need, definitely. I know you're a fan of pesto, so sometimes I make this with some mayonnaise and pesto together, and it's really good.
Gorgeous.
And spread that over your toasted ciabatta. Then you slice your steak. Then you put your lovely onions on top, and then a little bit watercress, a bit fancy. A little bit of rocket or a little bit of salad, and that's your lunch, supper, dinner.
Oh, that's it.
You name it.
It's like, a gorgeous. It's a gorgeous meal. It really is.
I agree with you. Sometimes when I do that, I might make potato wedges. Like the twins love this, but it's so tasty.
It's so tasty.
It really is. So full of flavour.
That's nice, and you've added an extra flavour to that too. So that's really interesting.
Well, I think kind of just to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think the onions is where you get the sweet and sour. I meant to say it's red wine vinegar, but balsamic onions is beautiful. Balsamic vinegar.
Yeah, it is actually.
A bit more expensive, of course.
I know.
It'll be tasty.
Okay, so that's that sweet and sour steak sandwich. What's the other thing?
So we're going to stir fry steak chilli. So this is a very, very simple recipe. And we're using stir fry steak strips, which you can get in the supermarket. So
what sort of steak is this?
It could be a good point. It could be the rump.
Okay.
It could be the sirloin, it could be the rump.
And you'll tell me that's tasty, and that's
the absolutely. Remember, the rump camp is superb. Mm-hmm. I remember when I used to teach in Fermanagh College in Enniskillen, when we ever made a stroganoff, we used the rump steak, because when you cook it for maybe 40 minutes, it's melting them out. You know, like, okay. You wouldn't do this with a fillet steak or your other, you know, no, it's too expensive, no, to be honest with you. Yeah. But this is really, really tasty. And with this particular stir-fry cut, it cooks very, very fast. So red onion, your favourite, red pepper, thinly sliced red pepper, and then we have also you can put in some mushrooms if you want to, some munge too. So I suppose I'm focusing on kids for this, because it's a nice little bit of a spice, but you're getting some vegetables in there for a stir fry. Get them cooking, you know, into the kitchen.
Yeah, it's a very good idea.
Heat the rapeseed oil, cook off your onion, cook off your peppers, put in your stir fry steak, and then into that, Marty, we're going to put a little bit of, there's this seasoning that's produced in Athlone, and it's a Cajun seasoning. Oco is the name of the producers. Yeah, Oco. But they do it for Simply Better, and they're really good. I use their spices. I think they're good. What I like about their spices, they're all organic, but they're done in small little packs.
Oh, that great thing you always say, that therefore you don't waste.
Buy small and buy little and buy often.
Yeah.
That's the key. No, you know, like, when you buy in a kilo of it, we would in the restaurant, we might use it over a few
it's
months.
It's a waste for the
It's a waste. And for me at home, I wouldn't do that. You know.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
Marty, into your stir fry then, you're going to put a little bit of chilli if you want to, now, because the Cajun spice is a bit of a kick, so you don't need to use both, unless you're a fan of chilli.
Yep.
You're going to put a tin of tomatoes, so into that, okay, so a full can of tomatoes. I think we've done enough talking about tomatoes over the last few weeks. Some lovely black beans.
Would you be going with those Italian tomatoes again here?
Do you remember the name? Go on. San Marzano.
San Marzano.
Good man.
Would you be going with them again?
They're the only ones there. You get them in packs of three.
You go with these boys every time, would you?
I think they're great. I think they're the king of chopped tomatoes, personally.
Yeah.
Like, even in a stew and a casserole, and we're moving away. You said interesting at the start, you know, we're moving the end of May, June. This is quick, it's fast, it's delicious, so it is. So, sorry, Marty.
Marzano.
Black beans in this, which is great, and these are the already cooked ones. You can get them in a can or in a little pouch, strain them, put them in, so they'll give lovely texture. A little bit of castor sugar and lime into this, and then coriander, and all we do is serve this with tortilla chips or rice noodles and things like that, but rice would be the best with this and tortilla chips. So everything goes into the pan, you cook it out, so you do it, it doesn't take long, and because your black beans are cooked, your tomatoes, you're just cooking them out, and the spices, and you want that lime freshness, and then you want a bit of sweetness, so you get a lot of flavours.
Well, I mean, there we are again. This is like we were talking about recently, about the idea of not always having the potatoes with your meal.
Right.
But here you are, you're talking about your chips and a pasta, so that's lovely.
Yeah, it is, and I mean, like, I think with some lovely rice, it'll mop up all that lovely sauce,
it'll be
gorgeous.
That'd be gorgeous.
And the tortilla chips, yeah.
So with sweet and sour steak sandwich, first one, and then the stir-fried steak chilli, that's lovely. What was I going to say to you? Cajun. JJ Kale. Cajun moon.
There we go.
Cajun moon. There you are. Will that do?
How do you do it? Every
I don't
week.
Know. It's nonsense.
I'm just in awe of
it
you.
It has
You're
no
just...
value. If there were any good in television, they'd ring immediately and say, there's a quiz on this. Come on over and have a chat.
You should be. Absolutely. I agree.
Never ring.
You're never looking at the screens. You just say it. You just pick up a word and bang
word
out the
that'll
door.
That'll do us. Cajun moon.
There's a touch of genius about you, Marty Whelan.
Well, so I keep telling you, but no one else believes it.
Let's love it.
Safe home. And,
see you next week.
Recipes, of course. Marty Lyric, if I'm Marty in the morning. And otherwise, go to McNean's and ask for a sweet and sour steak sandwich, and you'll get one made by Nevin.
You're some crack.
Good luck now. Talk to you.
Thank you.
Safe home.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.